给大家推荐的歌曲叫做 Where Were You in the Morning? 清晨你在哪里？来自于 Shawn Mendes。 欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是主播小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 微英语。歌名的意思是清晨你在哪里，曾经答应过的在一起，醒来却不见了你的踪影，不告而别是因为没有入局，还是不想再继续。听起来甜甜的歌，可是看歌词透露着一些无奈吧。好了，话不多说，先来听歌，稍后为你带来歌词讲解，不要走开哦。You said I wanna get to know ya. Why you gotta get my hopes up? You said that you were staying over. But then I woke up to the cold air. How could you make me believe that there was something in between you and me? Yeah, I look around and I don't see you. Where were you in the morning, baby? You didn't leave your number for me. Left me without a warning, waiting. Where were you in the morning, baby? How do you just walk away?Talking about breakfast, you made it seem like we connected. I guess I just didn't expect this. How could you make me believe that there was something in between you and me? Yeah, I look around and I don't see you. Where were you in the morning, baby? You didn't leave your number for me. Left meAnd I'm looking up at the ceiling, and I keep wondering why. Where were you in the morning, babe?
Where were you in the morning?
You didn't leave your number for me.
Didn't leave your number.
Left me without a warning, babe.
Left me without a warning.
I said, where were you in the morning, babe?
Where were you in the morning?
How do you just walk away? 这里是听歌学英语，我是小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 微英语。下面来看一下歌词中的英语吧。
Said I wanna get to know ya. Why you gotta get my hopes up?
You said I wanna get to know ya. Why you gotta get my hopes up? You said that you were staying over, but then I woke up to the cold air. 这是歌词开头的几句，意思是你说我想要认识你，为什么你就要这样燃起我的希望呢？你说你会留下来跟我过夜，但我醒来迎接我的只有冰冷的空气。首先来了解这个短语 get to know， 表示认识，增进彼此之间的了解。 get to know， 那歌词中后面的这个 YA 其实是口语化的表达，就是 you 的意思。那 wanna 也是一种口语化的表达，相当于 want to。所以呢，歌词中第一句说到的这个 I wanna get to know ya， 意思就是 I want to get to know you， 我呢想要增进跟你的了解。 我们来拓展一下，说一说跟 no 有关的你可能不太清楚的短语。第一个是 be in the know， 意思是熟悉内情的、知情的。比如说 Are you in the know about the current crisis？ 关于目前的危机，你知道什么内幕消息吗？ Are you in the know about the current crisis？ 好，第二个 know better， 表示明白事理，很懂得。比如说 You are old enough to know better than to spend all your money on clothes。 你呢，年纪已经足够大了，应该知道不应该把钱都花在买衣服上。再来看一下，体会一下哈。You are old enough to know better than to spend all your money on clothes。 好，第三个短语是 know how， 中间有一个小小的连接符，这是一个名词短语，表示专门知识、技能。比如说 He hasn't got the know how to run a farm， 他呢没有经营农场的专门知识。好，来关注到歌词中另外一个比较实用的短语，叫做 stay over， 借宿、寄宿， stay over， 通常呢还有过夜的意思。比如说 Because of the severe snowstorm， we had to stay over in a hotel that night。 由于大暴风雪啊，我们那天晚上只好在一家旅店里过夜。现在我们再来回顾一下歌词。You said， 你说 I wanna get to know ya， 我想要认识你。 Why you gotta get my hopes up， 为什么你要这样燃起我的希望呢？ You said， 你说 that you're staying over， 你会留下来跟我过夜。 But then I woke up to the cold air， 但是我醒来迎接我的只有冰冷的空气。You didn't leave your number for me, left me without a warning, baby. 你没有把你的电话号码留给我，就这样没有预警的离开。这里要提到一个常用短语，叫做 leave for。通常呢，它可以理解为离开一个地方，去到另外一个地方。比如说 ，He left his wife for worthless actress. 他离开了妻子，和一位不值一提的女演员生活在一起。The director is thinking of leaving the firm for better position elsewhere. 经理呢正在考虑离开这个公司，到其他地方找一个更好的职位。The director is thinking of leaving the firm for better position elsewhere. 看下一个例句。The newly married couple are leaving for their honeymoon. 这对新婚夫妇将动身外出度蜜月。那新婚夫妇的表达我们也可以了解一下。Newly married couple. And I thought you really felt this when we were talking about breakfast. When we were talking about breakfast, you made it seem like we connected. 当我们讨论着第二天的早餐，你的一举一动就像我们已经熟识了许久。这里呢，我们要说的词就是 connect. 它是动词，表示连接、接通、联系。看一下相关的短语。第一个 connect up， 接通，连接在一起。比如说 The scientists connected the wires up， 科学家们把这些电线连接起来。第二个短语 connect with， 是什么有关系，与某人连接，用电话同某人相联系。分别来听一下例句。第一个，客厅跟卫生间相连，我们可以用到 connect with 这个短语。The living room connects with the toilet， 客厅与卫生间相连。第二个句子，这个句子似乎与上下文脱节，那这里的脱节我们来看一下怎么表达的。 This sentence does not seem to connect with the context， 就说呢，这个句子好像跟语境 context， 也就是上下文，似乎是没有什么关联的，脱节了。看第三个例句，请给我接外语系啊，这里是说请给我把电话接通到外语系。 Connect me with the foreign languages department, please. 好，现在我们回顾一下歌词。 When we were talking about breakfast， 当我们在谈论着第二天的早餐的时候， You made it seem like we connected， 你的一举一动啊，就仿佛像是 seem like， 好像是我们已经认识了很久一样。 也许是女孩还没想好，所以即使答应了要一起过夜，第二天早上发现她不在，这种感觉确实不太好。你有过相同的经历吗？说出你的故事。我是小 C， 我在小 C 微英语，感谢你收听本期节目，我们下期见，拜。
每次我坐在这里想到收音机旁的你，总是觉得很好奇，不知道你现在在哪里，是和朋友快乐的聊天，还是偷偷伤心？不过能在这无限大的世界，透过小小录音间和你相遇，对我来说却是一件非常非常非常非常重要的事情。有时候聊了你不太感兴趣的话题，有时候收到来信却没时间处理，相信一定有些什么让你感受深刻，而我却从来没想过。就像你现在听到的这首歌，它叫做《世界无限大》，你愿意跟我说说你的世界里正在发生的事情吗？